It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
I'm not a coffee drinker, but I definitely have some cellulite that I would like to minimize the appearance of. And David, I understand that caffeine now is a big thing, and coffee as well, in some anti-cellulite creams. Why is that?
It is a big topic. I got to tell you, you know, you and I are here on the radio often, but I also do a lot of advising for many of the beauty editors of a lot of the major national magazines that we all read. And lately, I'm going to tell you, one of the hottest topics that keeps coming up is just that. They keep asking over and over, is coffee any beneficial at helping fight cellulite? Does it help with wrinkles? Does it help with puffiness? And I got to tell you, there are benefits to it, and we're going to cover that in a second. It's more than just about drinking coffee. Now, you mentioned you weren't clear. You don't drink coffee, do you?
I don't drink coffee, no. I'm a little too energized naturally.
Me too. But let me ask you, what's your morning drink then? Is it a juice, or what do you do to start the day?
I actually have a green drink that my husband makes with kale and an apple and lemon and ginger and water, and it's fantastic. Really
okay,
good
you're
stuff.
Okay, you're so healthy. I'm learning, but I'm not there. I'm addicted
yeah,
to coffee.
Yeah, but it's not helping my cellulite.
Well, hey, I'm going to tell you.
Help
a regular cup of coffee only has 100 milligrams of caffeine. And so coffee isn't necessarily the solution. It's the caffeine in it. In the lab, we utilize pure caffeine. So that's where we're going to talk about the benefits of it. So drinking a cup of coffee in the morning, we're all addicted. Well, not all. Evidently, there's at least one in the country that doesn't drink it in the morning. But I know I am and can't start my day without it. And that little bit of caffeine does get my blood flowing and does get me going. I do drink a lot of it. I don't know if I just enjoy the taste, but I enjoy coffee. But reality is, when you put caffeine onto the skin from the outside, a good portion of it is actually being absorbed into the body. So drinking coffee isn't necessarily going to solve your skin problems, your beauty problems that we're going to talk about. You want to find products that use caffeine. And so we're taking the pure portion of that coffee and delivering it. And so you can look on the ingredients. It'll actually be listed as caffeine, not from coffee. There are some things we can do with coffee we'll talk about in a minute. Caffeine has a particular molecular structure that'll allow it to absorb to the lower layers of the skin. It is one of the few ingredients that actually absorbs very well on its own. And so because of it, we have some great benefits to it. And so you can look at it from many different angles. One is, how can it help me with cellulite? Well, I got to tell you, when applied topically, it is a diuretic. It's going to help dehydrate the skin cells. It'll help make them look smoother. So it's perfect for those that want to get rid of cellulite. That's just one of the key benefits of it. I'm going to tell you, we also use it in some of the eye creams to get rid of puffiness around the eyes. And so you'll often find something that says dark circle fighting action, or something that says reduce puffiness. And that is, to me, one of the greatest ingredients you can use. I mean, what do you look for? Do you have problems with any of this?
Well, I definitely have problems with the cellulite, and I eat clean and I exercise, but there's definitely a genetic component to it. And you looked at my mom, who was always thin and in good shape, and she had it too. Whereas my sister doesn't, darn her. So I inherited that. But I also have her talkative personality, which helps on the radio. But at any rate, I haven't really tried anything, David. That's the thing. I really want to start trying something, because especially with, shorts weather coming up, I'm kind of embarrassed about my legs. And I know we're supposed to accept ourselves and love ourselves, but I wouldn't mind some minimization of that, of those lumps and bumps.
Well, I'll give you we'll tell you what's coming up in a minute, is I will give you a secret of how to get rid of some of the cellulite.
Ooh.
And so there are ways to do it with caffeine that we can do it ourselves. So we'll talk about that in a second. The key from a science point is to make sure that everyone understands there are definite benefits. I'm going to say to a coffee / caffeine. And I keep using the word coffee because that's what people relate caffeine to. So from a formulating side, you definitely want to use pure caffeine. If it just says coffee on it, you're not getting the true benefit of it. So a lot of products may claim it's natural, and that way they can talk about the natural coffee, but reality is caffeine can still be done naturally. It's just processed out to get at the pure level. And so to me, that is truly what's going to work. The other thing is, because caffeine is absorbed, because its molecular structure, we can get it in there without the delivery systems. And so, that is the biggest thing that we look for as a formulator, is how can I get the active layers to where they the targeted areas, the lower layers of the skin. And so in doing so, I'm going to tell you again, puffy eyes. You know, it's going to help with getting rid of some of the redness and irritation. It's going to help get blood flowing. It's going to tighten the blood vessels. And so bottom line, there are some great benefits to caffeine for those that want to get the blood flowing to help get rid of some of the wrinkles, but more important, the puffiness associated with like puffy eyes and then, of course, the cellulite.
Now, you mentioned that it's a diuretic. So this means you're going to be going to the bathroom more, or does that water actually going to come out of you?
I'm going to tell you, if you drink it a lot, using it topically, of course, it's not going to make a difference, but it's going to if you drink it. So you're going to have to drink many, many cups to get the same benefit out of it as your cellulite product. Then, of course, you're going to be running to the ladies' room often. But when using it in its pure form, getting a product that's been formulated properly, no, it's not going to affect you in any way like that. So I will tell you, even if you're using the products correctly, I still drink my coffee. I got to admit, I love it. So, okay, let's talk about it for a minute. You mentioned cellulite and how we can get rid of it. Let's talk about a way that we can help get rid of cellulite using, in this case, I am going to use coffee. So when you make a pot of coffee this morning, now, I happen to use the Keurig machines where they have the little pod system because, frankly, I guess because I'm anxious to get a cup and too lazy. But I love the simplicity of it. But for those that still use the pot system, you've got those grounds and you often throw them out. I mean, some people throw them in the garbage disposal because it's supposed to be good for the blade. Some throw them out. But I'm going to tell you another use for them is how you can create an anti-cellulite scrub. So, first of all, caffeine is a great anti-inflammatory. We talked about the anti-puffiness of it. We talked about how it's going to get the blood flowing, how it's a diuretic. So take the coffee grounds from this morning's coffee, pour them into a bowl, add a quarter cup of brown sugar, add a little bit of olive oil, a couple little drops of flaxseed oil, and then add a couple drops of peppermint essential oil. The essential oil is going to help mix with the coffee smell and give you a nice invigorating aroma. But just combine them together in a bowl and then massage it over the areas of concern. A couple things are happening here. One is the grains are giving it different texture. So while you're massaging it over the cellulite, you're actually, by the massaging itself, is helping break up the fatty deposits. It's helping increase circulation because that's what cellulite is, are these fatty deposits. So you want to break that up and get it flowing out of there. And so you want to do it through the massage technique by using the scrub and having different textures. It's having all different size grains, if you will. So that's going to have benefit. Thirdly, you're getting the benefit of the caffeine. Now, while I mentioned this pure caffeine is the greatest way to go on a store-bought product, obviously we don't have labs in our kitchen, but we can utilize the coffee from it. And so if you do this often, you're going to see huge, huge difference. And you asked me once how often you should exfoliate. This is, I'm going to say, different than an exfoliator. This is more breaking up the cellulite because you're only using it on affected areas. I would say in the beginning, do this every day for a week or two. You're going to see a difference just in the first one or two times you do it. You don't need to scrub your skin raw, so you don't need to press that hard, but press with a little bit of pressure, massage it for, I'm going to say, a good 10, 12 minutes, or as long as you can without your hands getting too tired, and then rinse it away. But you want to give it several minutes so you're getting the massaging benefits as well as time for the coffee to absorb.
Well, I definitely want to do that. You know, David, you are the creator of Pure Attitude, which is fantastic. Have you thought about creating a cellulite product? Because seriously, I mean, that would be amazing.
Actually, because of our delivery system, it really would be, and it's on the plans. We work in the lab on so many things, but before it's released, we've got to do so many studies, and I want to make sure it works. Everything must be perfect before it comes out. So often, we spend a good year and a half in the lab developing some things. So I appreciate you mentioning it. I'm going to tell you, stay tuned, because one is going to be coming up sometime, soon as I make sure it's the absolute best out there. So maybe along the way, you need to be one of the test subjects. Yes.
We are so in sync. I'm thinking, make me a test subject, please.
Well, you know what? We ought to start posting that for listeners that want to participate in some of the studies that could try it and give us their feedback. That would be a fun thing to do.
That would be fun.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to post and talk more about that. For now, we've got to go. This is beauty expert David Pollack with Lisa Davis on Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD.